Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Hello everyone.
Hey.
We are back for another episode.
Another round.
This podcast.
Linda and Brenda.
Yeah, we're gonna test out a new theme song soon.
Yeah. Should we do?
Tell me how you like this. Linda and Brenda.
See, you always sing it higher. I would sing it, Linda and Brenda. Linda and Brenda.
Linda and Brenda.
Tonight. I think just because maybe I can't sing high.
Linda and Brenda.
Don't make me sing. Anyway, this is a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We talk in circles, and we talk about weird stories, and I'm about to tell you one.
So we're going to start right now.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I gotta get this off my chest, right? I was in the middle of telling Linda a story anyway, so I may as well just
finish. Yeah, guys, we need to finish. Go away. Yikes. We need to finish our conversation anyways.
Who are you telling to go away?
Them.
Oh, gosh. Okay, what was I talking about? I'm a heathen.
You're a heathen because you went to that place.
Okay, so I went to a gathering one time. I did agree to go. I was just gonna say, it was by will, but I didn't like any of it. I didn't like 1 second of it. I didn't really want to go, but I was in a relationship, so I did for the sake of it. But
in that round building?
In a very weird round. I didn't go in the round building.
Oh.
I went to this like campground site, basically.
Yeah. Stay out of the woods.
Yeah, it wasn't the woods, but it was a campground site that was woodish. Like, I don't know how they got away with it because it wasn't in a rural part. But anyway, I don't want to give away too many details because I'm trying to not
stay
get
anonymous.
I'm trying to not get in this cult. So anyway, I went to this gathering one time, sort of by will, sort of like, and I knew going into it like the scenario, like I knew that these people are very, very, very religious, that they don't interact with the outside world very much, that they do not, the women, first of all, let's talk about the women. They don't cut their hair.
Mm-hmm.
They don't wear makeup. They don't wear pants.
So they're
they
Amish.
Don't have jobs. They don't congregate with people other than their like husbands. They don't have team sports. They homeschool all their kids. They have a lot of kids. Anyway, so like I already knew they have very strict rules about their clothing.
So like Amish people, roughly.
I don't know about Amish. I don't know. Amish-ish. Like, I guess our
first... trying to get an idea of what kind of cult it is. Like Scientology cult or like...
I think probably like the most like recognizable, relatable is Amish, but...
I thought they were Catholic.
No.
Oh, okay.
And in all honesty, like, Amish people,
I know Amish people aren't Catholic. I'm saying, I thought...
they're not. Amish people, like, don't use electricity.
I'm saying, I thought who the story is about. I thought they were Catholic.
This group of people, and to be quite honest, I really don't even remember the name, and it's probably better that way. But,
yeah.
They don't, and I'm sure there's plenty of denominations that are like this, but they take the Bible very literally, and they don't, believe in, like, TV...
So they don't believe in mixing of
patterns? They have a lot
patterns?
Of things about devils, demons, devils, what?
Isn't there some rule in the Bible that you shan't mix,
what?
Like, mix, like, different material?
Like patterns of clothing? Wallpaper, wood, metal?
Clothing, like...
wood and metal?
Materials of clothing.
Are you thinking about, like, the undergarments?
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
I
think
Amish...
that.
Yeah, Amish people, if you're listening, I guess you're not.
they're probably listening.
If you came from an Amish background and you're no longer...
if you broke free.
What is it called when they go on that
I
reality
forget.
Show?
I know, I
there's
forget.
That going Amish, going free.
Yeah,
I don't know
have,
what
like,
call
a
it.
Breakthrough. Like, a break free...
they have 1 year where they get to, like, explore, right?
I don't know if it's a year.
I don't... am I even being PC by calling them bae? I don't know. But,
I don't know. Okay,
okay,
we're
so
Amish.
Here's what I know about the Amish, I think. What were you even talking about before that? They don't do
it's cult.
They don't do electricity. They don't do, They have to sell them something.
They make butter, they make those little small houses and garages and really good furniture, and they ride around on horses.
Yes. But what were you talking about before that?
The cult.
Well, duh. Okay, so this cult is not Amish because they don't, they're not Amish, but they don't do TV. They don't do, outside influences, really. It seemed pretty isolating to me. Extremely, now that I think about it. I was, trying to explain to Linda how normal this little thing was. Not what I'm about to talk about. Something else related to this same group. They're normal, you know? And then once exactly the time that I started talking and speaking it out loud, I was like, oh, wow, nope, psych, just kidding. They're not normal.
No, they're not.
But anyway, so I went to this gathering, and right away, well, I already knew going into it, there is no way that I'm going to not break any rules because I am who I am. So, I'm not going to not wear makeup. I'm not going to not wear jewelry. I don't even own a shirt I have to wear a long dress that covers my neck. I don't own one. So.
What the fuck?
I'm going to wear a maxi dress with a scoop neck. Yeah. And I'm going to wear a jean jacket, even though I'm not supposed to wear jean, apparently.
That's what I'm talking about. There's certain materials in the Bible that I'm not,
Oh, we were talking about the undergarments. Sorry. I think it's Amish. People have the linen-looking, they have, a full...
There's something in the Bible about
it. You know that jumpsuit that you gave me for the beach?
The Little Mermaid.
It's like that. That's their underwear.
It reminds me of that blanket thing that she put on.
It's like their linens that they wear as their underwear. So they're never nudes.
Anyway,
what were you... Okay. I don't know. Anyway, I showed up at this party. And...
It was a party?
It was a very large gathering to celebrate something.
Well, would you call it a party?
No, because nobody was fucking partying. Are you kidding me?
That's what I mean.
They don't listen to music. They don't drink. They don't dance.
They don't listen to music?
Not that I know of. Besides,
this is a bad cult. Why would you ever?
They don't have any kind of outside influence whatsoever. They don't watch TV. They don't do group sports. They don't send their kids to school for the most part.
Why would you want to live like this?
I think it's... I don't know. I don't...
Without a sense of the world.
Well, the vibe that I got was that it was just kind of what the norm was for them. So, if you're just raised in a cult, you're going to grow up in a cult and you're not going to know anything better.
Guys, by the way, you're going to hear a storm in the background. Yeah. Nothing new here. You guys are always going to hear something in the background. This time it's a storm.
This week's background noise is a storm.
So this is good for your ASMR.
Yeah, it's kind of peaceful. So anyway, I show up to this place. I already knew, I'm not gonna abide by the rules. I don't even think I wore closed-toed shoes, which I didn't know was a thing until this was a thing. I'm not gonna wear fucking loafers with a maxi dress. Sorry.
Yeah, what do I look like?
I'm not following your religion. So, I didn't. I wore, flat sandals or whatever. I couldn't wear heels, God forbid. But, literally, God forbid. But I showed up and I was like, I'm just gonna lay low. I'm gonna not I'm not gonna be bold in my normal Leo rising self. Obviously, I'm not gonna fucking talk. I'm just gonna sit down at the picnic table and eat my fucking coleslaw and mind my own business. So that's more or less what I walked into. And oh man. Okay, well, I don't even really know how deep I want to get into this because I immediately am already feeling it again. I immediately walking in and got a really heavy feeling in my chest. I just was very uncomfortable from the get go.
That's how I felt when you started talking.
And not even because of the way people were being any way type of me. It was just my personal, something about the presence. Just really, it was a dark veil kind of feeling over
miserable.
Me.
Everybody's miserable.
It was very uncomfortable from the jump. And at that point, I was like, okay, something else is going on here. So I don't really give two fucks about my attire at this point. Because I'm already feeling some weird...
There is some weird suppression.
It's so odd because you think that you were going to a holy place, right? You should feel lighter. But I felt a deep, dark... heavy,
that's not the good kind of
hell.
No, cults aren't the good ones. That's just, you want to feel like holy, you go to, like, you know,
not that place.
That place in, what's that building that the Muslims walk around? They walk around
a mosque, or
no? There's that small little, it's like a little like building or whatever. I wish I knew what I was talking about, you guys. It's really pretty. Like, people go there, like every year, like hundreds of thousands go there to like walk in circles around it.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
Or like,
well, that's like
that rock.
It's all what you believe, and but a lot of religions do believe that that's the Holy Land, like Nazareth area. But that's, I don't know what these people believe, y'all. But I do know
probably some weird shit.
They it's like,
I'm not afraid to say.
I really don't want to speak for them, because I didn't try too hard to understand, to be honest. But I did ask a lot of questions with the one person that I could do that with.
Yeah.
And I mean, I asked a buttload of questions, and for the record, like, Linda and I didn't grow up, like, reading the Bible verse by verse. So, like,
I didn't pick up a Bible.
We don't know Bible stories like, I guess, most Christian Americans do. But,
I got dragged to, like, Sunday little church class, maybe.
With who?
A couple times. Mamaw. One time I went to church with Dad and, like, Booker, I think.
What?
On, like, Easter or something.
What the fuck church?
I went to church with a couple friends a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but I've been to church.
Have I ever told the story about when Mom took me to church?
Mom took you to church?
Yeah.
Mom took me to a church parking lot to scream in the car and cry one time.
Oh, well, yeah, me too. But, how many times?
But not, like, in a church.
No, she trucked our asses up to the church, me, Becky, and Booker.
Why?
To be a Tom Petty. Oh my God, I can't. I feel like I have told this story, y'all.
I don't remember it.
Well, I'll save it. Remember the Mom Church story? Oh, it's good.
Mom
should tell it. Mom should tell it.
Mom should tell it.
It's a good one. But anyway, back to this weird people. So I walked in, and immediately, I mean, it was outdoors, but there was like shelter or whatever. So a campsite, campground's creepy. And it was like, skirt. There was like 200 people there, by the way. But it was like the world stopped. Not the men didn't really do much, but all the women, I was expecting the opposite. All the women had strollers, first of all. And like 5 kids running around behind them. But the very first thing was dirty. It was like, they gave me, like, a dirty look, and then they gave me, like, a what-the-fuck look, and they gave me, like, a... After a few minutes of them just, like, staring me down, like, what? Like, what's my face? Like,
you look like Robert De Niro?
Like, yeah. Like, Robert De Niro, like, confused, maybe gonna kill your ass. Like, yeah. What the fuck is she doing here?
Yeah.
Kinda, that was, like, the first, like, solid 10 minutes. And then it changed. First of all, they never even, like, got within 10 feet of me, but none of them. Even the husbands were, like, getting introduced to me. The wives never came near me, but they were starting to look at me from afar, and it was almost like they were seeing an alien. Like, their eyes, like, got bigger. Like, it was like they were studying me. Like, I felt their eyes, like, studying my hair.
Think about it. They've never seen
Somebody wearing makeup. Well, maybe out, like, outside world, but like not that up close in person. Like, it was like I was another species.
They're probably like trying to take in all that they're like missing out on. Like, wow, what is this life I could be living?
Well, no. Let's not get it twisted. They never looked at me. I never got eyes like jealous. Little mermaid eyes.
They're jealous.
It was, I never got, like, approving eyes. I never got, like, oh, a whole new world. Like, I want to be her. I want to have legs. No. It was like a alien looking at me. Like, how I would look at an alien and how an alien would look at me. Like, intrigue, sure, but not, it was, like, almost like a blank. Like,
this is making me feel sick.
Okay, so, then,
just a little bit.
I shouldn't tell you about the bathrooms.
You got to.
No, I can't.
Why?
I can't. There's too many trigger warnings. Nope. I will maybe on another day or later on. I don't know, but I can't. My chest is too tight right now.
Okay.
We'll come back to this, y'all. I have a lot of stories about this little group, but
maybe we should take a break real quick.
I also don't want to get murked, so.
This has been a long intro.
Hey, guess what? This was all conjecture and opinion. Personal opinion. Cult, no cult, religion, who knows? Don't
hate us because you ain't us.
Don't at me.
Also, if you've been hearing a lot of vibration, it's because I have a lot of boys on my line.
Are you kidding me?
You're gonna hear buzzing intermittently because
Linda has 1,200 boyfriends and girlfriends.
I have 7 boyfriends. I don't know any other names. I don't know which one's my favorite.
But things are going good.
2 of them are brothers.
Oh.
For real. Just kidding. All right. Anyways, we're gonna take a break.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Hey, what's up? I'm not in the cult, by the way. Just wanted to remind y'all, I am not in that cult.
I am. We're back.
We just did a TikTok with our wigs on.
Yeah, you guys should follow us on TikTok.
It's not tonight podcast.
I wouldn't tell you to follow me, but my name is Linda, so goodbye.
Goodbye, Linda. Wow, what kind of reader view ass do you have on there, sneaker ass?
What do you mean?
Is that my message?
That's the message.
Oh, that's his. Oh, okay.
Anyway, a story.
We're about to read our true fan. We haven't introduced him.
We have a fan. I told y'all to send stories in your birth charts and shit, and somebody finally did it.
Please continue. Like, we love this. We eat this up. We love
this
stuff.
So, his name, we shot him out last episode.
What's his actual Instagram? It's hard to remember.
I don't even know what his real name is.
It's like, it's not bougie. You said bougie in the last episode.
Bougie
it's not.
Bitch goes to Bitchburg.
Bitchburg, bougie.
It's Bonzo goes to Bitburg, I believe.
Bonzo's goes to Bitburg. Or it's Bonzo. Like a really like Sally sells seashells by the seashore type of thing. But if we got it wrong, we'll correct it in the comments or whatever.
He sent a story and his birth chart. He sent his whole birth chart picture.
We haven't looked at any of it, by the way. I haven't even been, like, reading the messages as much because Linda was talking to him or her or whatever.
Him.
I don't even know. Okay. Bitburg. What does he go by? Brit?
I don't know.
Why do we call him Brit? Is it Britburg?
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, we call him Brit.
I mean, it's right in front of me. It's actually Bonzo Goes number 2 Bitburg.
What? It reminds me of, like, Bob's Burger. Bonzo goes to Bitburg. What's Bitburg, I wonder? He can
probably
tell us.
Like, Pittsburgh, but...
Bitburg?
Like, Bit.
Can I call you Bitty?
Bitty. All right, we're just going to call you
Bitty. All right, you little Bitty. I love you. Thank you for writing in. We're so grateful, but we haven't read it yet.
We haven't read it yet. We're going to read it live, and I'm sorry in advance for my reading style.
It's better than mine.
I'm going to try to not be... weird.
You're not that weird.
I haven't read out loud in a while.
Don't read. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
2 years ago, this is his story. This is Biddy's story.
Starting now, quote.
2 years ago, my whole immediate family met in San Francisco for my birthday and my sister's graduation from San Francisco.
Time out. This is where I'm going to get annoying. I might have to really concentrate or else I'm going to have you repeat it.
Well, concentrate.
Since 2 years ago, what happened? His parents did
his
what?
His whole immediate family met in San Francisco for his birthday.
Okay.
And his sister's graduation from San Francisco State.
Okay.
After my sister's graduation, we had dinner at this Mexican restaurant she liked in Daly City.
How do you spell it?
Daly.
Daly City?
Look, I'm not an etymologist.
We don't have a Google map in front of us like I like. But I'm assuming it's San Francisco area.
Anyways.
So y'all went to the Mexican restaurant.
This whole situation is already a bit awkward. My parents are divorced. My sister's boyfriend is a bit older than her. And my dad hadn't met him yet and wasn't happy about him being older. LOL.
He didn't know?
So anyway, I guess not. Upon arriving, there's only 2 people working, an older man.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
An older man and an older woman, probably mid to late 40s or 50s. We are also...
This is a gig.
What?
I believe what he's saying, but this is like, I feel like they're getting pumped.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
Okay.
We are the only customers the entire time. The woman is super friendly upon our arrival and seats us, starts bringing pictures of Martin.
The mom? There's only 2.
No, the woman.
He said there's only 2 there.
An older man, an older woman.
So the woman, the mom. I don't know.
Who said she's a mom? I don't know, an older woman. All right,
just listen.
Sorry.
The woman is super friendly upon our arrival, and Sita starts bringing us pitchers of margaritas and appetizers. She starts taking individual drink orders, and my girlfriend at the time noticed she was spilling hers a bunch when she brought it out, and it was made kind of shitty.
Uh-oh, she drunk?
It's hard to fuck up a Michelada. Was that a typo?
How do you spell it?
M-I-C-H-E-L-A-D-A.
A what?
D-A.
A Michelada? I don't, like a Michultra mixed with a pina colada? I don't know. We'll have to clarify that.
Maybe that's a typo.
A Michelada?
Anyways, it's hard to fuck that up. So we realized quickly that homegirl had been drinking. So the meal progresses and the woman puts on some music and is trying to get everyone dancing and then proceeds to pull every male at the table up one by one to dance with her.
I take a time out? Yep. That's fucking creepy if you're the only ones in the restaurant and that's the only person working. Is this a murder?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to do this because I'm high and slightly hungover. I wouldn't want to fucking dance either. I would tell her, dude, what? I'm trying to eat. Like, I'm here to eat.
Are you the Bloody Benders? Get off me.
Leave me alone.
Ew.
I'm trying to eat my chips and salsa.
Chill. Bloody, yeah, I'm in a restaurant with my family.
Go away. I reluctantly go up there and dance with her while she moves my hands.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Nope, she moves my hands to her hips and butt, telling me stuff like,
ew,
it's okay, you can touch me. Meanwhile, my at the time girlfriend.
She assaulted you.
My girlfriend at the time is laughing her ass off, and I'm terrified.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
So that weird situation happens. The end of the meal comes, and we go to pay. So she goes to the back to run the cards, and the internet is down. So now this woman starts freaking out, yelling and cussing at the other man there. Fucking help me with this shit, you useless piece of shit.
What?
Someone calls the restaurant during this, and she picks up the phone and tells them to fuck
off. Forever?
Off. Continues yelling.
She did? She told him to fuck off?
I guess so.
Wow.
I have to sneeze.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Put your mask on.
Hold on. Just do it.
Say elephant. Look at the ceiling.
Elephant?
Elephant.
All right. Anyways.
So she said, fuck off, everybody.
Fuck off. Continues yelling at this dude and starts throwing the metal chip baskets at him.
Oh, shit.
We can hear them landing on the ground. At this point, my girlfriend wanted to go outside because she was uncomfortable, but I'm a messy bitch.
You're a messy bitch, but... Oh, I love it.
And I'm very nosy about the situation at this point.
I would be, too.
The man comes out, profusely apologizes, and tells us not to worry about paying. My mom and brother went to get cash, and we ended up paying them.
Not to worry about paying? Wow. He wants to get them out before his wife murders everybody.
Didn't see the woman again after that.
Because she was preparing for murder.
A week goes by, and I'm sitting on my friend's couch. I get a text from my brother telling me that his girlfriend found an episode of Restaurant Impossible that featured this restaurant. They were like $400,000 in debt, and the lady had a drinking problem.
Shit. For real? So they were not being recorded at the time? They would have had to agree to it.
I don't know. Also, if anyone was wondering, the food sucked and reaffirmed my ways of not eating Mexican food outside of Central and Southern California.
I have so many questions.
That's my story of one of the weirdest, most uncomfortable experiences. P.S. I found out the restaurant closed last year after 102 years.
Oh, 102.
And then he sent a...
link?
The episode of the show.
Yes! Thank you! I live for the receipts, so we both do. So I would have already Googled this if you hadn't sent me that. So thank you in advance, because you're a messy bitch like we are. I have a lot of questions. 102 years, so was it a family business? Was your encounter before or after they filmed? So I guess they weren't. I said right off the jump, before. This seems like they're getting pumped. Like it seems like an episode, but... Maybe I don't know.
I would guess that they were there before.
Shit. Yeah. But what they described in the episode or whatever his friend told him was to a T.
I don't know what that show is.
Tons of debt and
is that show Bar Rescue
a wife
with
a drinking problem? Bar Rescue. There's a bunch.
Is it the same type of show though, where they fix it up?
I don't know, because I don't watch a lot of those shows. Because in all honesty, confession. This is you're gonna. You can laugh, but this is a real thing for me. I can't watch cooking shows because they make me too hungry.
Yeah, Reggie used to watch a
lot
of
baking
shows.
As soon as I start watching it, I can't, it's uncomfortable for me because all I can think about is food.
I know.
And, like, I can't even enjoy the episode.
Like, Man vs.
Top
Food
Chef,
or whatever.
I could occasionally watch with Mom. But, like, Mom watches all those, like, Kitchen Nightmares. Even, like, Kitchen Nightmares. Like, those, like, weird Ramsay shows.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. I like cooking. I like the idea of it. But talking even, like, Bon Appetit. Right, like, I just, it makes me too hungry.
Yeah.
So I don't really
talk
know.
About it, because I'm going to get tempted to go to Taco Bell.
But, oh my gosh, he just messaged us right now. He said he's a gigantic Oasis ho. Us
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he asked where I got this shirt.
There's more to this story, though. He writes more, right?
No, that's it.
I thought he, like, had his birth chart.
He said that we could ask questions, but yeah, he sent his birth chart.
Okay. Well, you have to navigate this ship.
It's right there.
Oh, wow. Well, that's... Okay. Well, okay, so does he want us to put it on the podcast, though?
Yeah.
Okay. His sun sign is... Wait, we need him to redo that.
Why?
Well, I want more in depth, but... Like, we need more than this one picture.
I need to know.
He just needs
time
to send us a yes.
And
hey.
Well, we can just message him.
Hey, Bitbird.
Just message him.
Just send me. I'm going to tell you anyway. Because the listeners aren't going to get it until the next episode. Now, just tell it. Unless you give it to us live. That would be awesome.
That's why I said message him.
Future listeners, too, that want to send us their birth charts. Like, we'll read you, but... The easiest way to do it, I guess we didn't clarify this.
I did.
Just send us your birth date, like month, day, year. Birth time is very important, so if you don't know, ask your guardian. or former guardian or whatevs. And place, like the city and state or country or whatever. If you're in a country, New Zealanders, we don't know about your country. So send us like the most specific part of like your state or your country as you can.
Mom told us that we need to talk to our New Zealanders.
Well, I wish I knew them. We get like analytics, not to get too dorky on y'all, but we do get analytics, but we don't have enough listeners yet in New Zealand to be able to get like what city or town they're in.
How do we tell them
so
to tell
your
friends?
We can't shout them out specifically. We just know that the
New Zealanders,
your friends. Kiwis. Yeah. Shout out to Kiwis.
Won't sell an apple to a Kiwi.
They probably hate us. They probably think we're such ugly Americans.
They probably think that it's funny and stupid. They probably think that we're funny and stupid.
Well, guess what, y'all? You know what we think about y'all? We think you're chill as shit.
Yeah, we like you guys.
We think you're classy as
Jermaine.
Fuck. We think you have some kind of beef with Australia, but we like it and we're here for it and we're on your
oh
side.
Oh my God, Summer Heights High. They were New Zealand.
Summer Heights High? Oh my gosh. Let's talk about that. Jermaine? What is my boy's name? Fuck you, miss.
Jonah. Puck you, miss.
Puck. I said puck. With a P. I said puck. I love freaking Jonah.
Oh my God.
I love that whole entire
show. That show is so good.
But that's New Zealand. And so is Flight of the Conchords. It's also New Zealand.
Yeah, do you think that it's on, like, Hulu or something? We need to get it. How do you buy it?
I'm about to quit this podcast and go searching for it.
We need to watch it because it's fucking
It's probably on YouTube. Summer Heights High. And then they also had, like, a spinoff. There was supposed to be a Jonah spinoff, was there?
Yeah, there was.
I never watched it.
I don't think I did either. There was a Jemay spinoff, too.
I watched the Jemay one.
So, Jemay's private school girl.
Private school girl. Girl. She was fucked up. She was like a true sociopath.
I want to quote her so bad, but I can't think of
I know.
Off the top of my head.
Oh my gosh. The way she talked to her mom.
Fucking fat bitch.
Fucking fat. Bitch. She always threatened. Remember when she dated that younger boy?
Yeah, and she threw his phone.
Yeah, she's a messy bitch.
That lives for
God. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else? His birth chart. We need your time and date and birth and place of time.
I can tell you guys what I ended up doing for my coffee order.
You talk about coffee. I'm going to message Bitbird.
There's a surprise twist. You guys thought the only options were hot pumpkin spice latte, iced pumpkin spice latte, or a pumpkin cream cold brew, but I ended up getting a pumpkin cream cold brew and a hot pumpkin chai tea latte. So that was the surprise. It was a pumpkin chai and it was really good. It hit the spot more than the pumpkin cream cold brew. That was a little strong for me, I'm not really sure how I felt about it. The pumpkin cream was really good. I finished most of it. I never really finished my drinks, but I finished most of it. And that's all I have for you. Also, there's a new game on Nintendo Switch that I want to get called Spiritfarer.
What is that?
It's like a mix between like Breath of the Wild, which is a Legends of Zelda game.
I always hear about that on the read. Crossing. Wait, time
out. He talks about it on the read.
Go, yeah, I know. That's how I know the word. I thought it was Taste of the Wild, the dog food, until they were talking about it, and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, Breath of the Wild.
What is it? It's like Zelda?
It's a Zelda game, yeah.
But like Animal Crossing too?
No. Oh. Spiritfarer is like a mix of the two.
Of Zelda and Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
That is what I wanted.
You can watch the trailer for it on YouTube.
Whatever happened with your Yoshi game?
I played it a little bit today.
You don't like it?
I like it when I'm like stressed out. I played it a little bit today.
So it's not that good?
It is. I just haven't gotten back into it. I'm really over Animal Crossing, to be honest with you. There's nothing left for me
I
to do.
I really wish you could just give me your Animal Crossing account. I just need to get my own Switch, but yeah, I really would love. But honestly, y'all, you guys aren't here for this. Animal Crossing takes up a lot of time.
Only in the beginning.
I play Pocket Camp. I don't know if it's even on Androids, but iPhone users, I play Animal Crossing Pocket Camp on my iPhone. And even that, like if I get into it, I could easily spend an hour a day.
On Pocket Camp?
Yeah. You get tasks, man.
Oh, God.
You have to collect. You gotta do your daily work, man. You gotta catch the fish. You gotta get the apples. You gotta get all your shit for your campsite friends.
Yeah, I guess.
You gotta continuously be building furniture for your friends to host them.
True.
You're
and
constant
you have to
host.
Wait for the furniture to get built.
It's also like bullshit easy to catch fish. Like all you have to do is tap.
Yeah.
But it makes it more addictive, I think, because like it's really just like tapping and scrolling. So like it's just like an addictive behavior. Doesn't require much skill.
I am getting depleted.
Oh my gosh, I think he told us. Hold on. Da da da. Oh, we got his date, time, and birthplace. Let's go on a break and we'll look it up. Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Da da da.
Ba ba da da ba. Hello.
Hey.
Is there a bug buzzing in here?
Yes.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, okay. Hello, everybody.
Is that a stink bug? I thought stink bug season was over, y'all. You got canceled, remember?
Oh, my God. Not
it actually
stink
is,
bugs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please.
Sorry, I didn't mean to freak out Linda.
It
she hates all the stink bugs.
Probably came out of the wig box.
Oh, yeah. Good point. I need to clean up. Make sure there's no hidden stinks.
Ew. Leroy's going to be eating in the background. Sorry.
Wow. Yeah, he's got to eat. He didn't even eat his real food from earlier.
Still?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. And he's gonna need more water.
Water. What are we?
When Linda was a baby, she used to pronounce water wade. Almost with an L at the end. Wade. She was a French baby.
I wish that we would get listeners in France. That would make me happy.
We don't have any in France yet.
Maybe if I spoke a little French, I gotta start doing my Duolingo again.
No France yet. We do have Italy.
All right, Leroy, hurry it up. We have Italy?
We have Italy, we have Ireland, we have UK.
We say this like every episode now.
We don't have Australia. We have New Zealand, of course, our favorite.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't stop coughing.
New Zealand is my favorite. I'm just going to go ahead and say
it. New Zealand is my favorite too. Fuck it.
My favorite country.
I like Ireland. They're a close second.
Yeah.
I'm into Italy as well.
Ireland listeners are in I don't know how to pronounce anything. Leinster? L-E-I.
That's the place?
Yes.
They're there?
We can look at the cities of, because Ireland listeners are actually, we should be shouting them out more because they have enough percentage of listenership that we can see where they're from.
I'm going to take my wig off.
Really?
And just record in my wig cap. This wig is
itching
my head.
I love a good wig cap look.
Me too. And I have on big earrings, so it really...
It looks very good.
Works.
It works. We'll talk but not tonight.
Right, sorry, guys. This is kind of a sleepy episode. I'm kind of sleepy.
Here we go. We have... Well, let's go to Ireland first. Leinster. I knew there was an N in there. L-E-I-N-S-T-R.
Leinster.
I'm going to look it up on a map.
Leinster.
I also just realized, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast or not, but I just had like a big, like, what the hell moment. Like a almost felt stupid moment. Have I told you guys this yet? That I just learned that the country of Ireland is the same size as the state of Indiana.
Oh my God, I know.
I did not know that until like 5 days ago.
That is crazy to me.
5 days ago, I learned that for the first time in my life.
Like, getting bigger.
I thought, no, I don't. They can be whoever they want.
No.
They're way older than us.
But the hell? How are you a whole-ass country?
A whole-ass country that is, like, ancient, centuries longer than ours is
the size of Indiana?
Indiana?
Yeah.
Did I shave my legs?
For that?
So, no, I mean, I did. It's beautiful.
I haven't shaved my legs, by the way. I shave my legs every day. Wow, I don't have time for that.
Nobody has time for that.
And also, I just bought these shit razors because they were cheaper. It was a pack of like 4 or 5 for like $7, and usually...
That's really cheap.
That's pretty cheap, so I bought them, but like, they're pretty shit, so they hurt my legs.
Quite shit. Now we're going to talk, we're from not America.
Isn't it?
It's quite shit. At the end of the fucking world, Alyssa is my favorite girl.
Maybe we should shout her out.
Leinster is a province, by the way. We don't even know what a province is. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Situated in the east of Ireland, it comprises the ancient kingdoms of Meath, Leinster, and
Ossory.
My sister can't pronounce anything. And Leroy, don't you dare take that bowl.
Yep, he took it.
12th century, Linda.
I don't even know what we're
century
we're
in. We're the 21st.
Right. Still?
Yeah.
We're not
we will
the 22nd
be for another 100 years. but this is the 12th. So
century?
That means like 1100.
11?
11. 11 is a reoccurring number.
There were humans back then?
11, yes.
In the 12th century, there were humans?
Yes.
Doing what?
Norman invasion of Ireland.
Oh my God, what else did they have to do?
The historic fifths of... I need to look up how to pronounce this because I can't continuously
like, what did you really do
it.
In the 12th century?
I keep
century.
Wanting to say Leinster, but I don't know.
Pronounce? What did you do, play with sticks?
In the 12th?
In the 12th century when you go outside
like,
and draw the dirt with sticks?
They were building castles by then, dude. Pronounce...
What'd they do for fun?
Put
yodeling?
Chain masks on and like... those weird swingy things with all the spiky things on the end. Build
dungeons and moats. Oh my God, they built so
they
many
built
moats.
Built some moats for fun. Okay, ready? I bet it's Leinster.
Leinster?
I don't know. Say it
in an Irish accent.
I don't have one. I wish I did.
Leinster.
I don't know. I wish my friend would come on the podcast. It's actually Irish, but he's
Leinster.
Working. Leinster.
Leinster. Say it again.
She will.
Leinster.
Okay, so I was wrong twice.
Leinster.
But say it in an Irish accent.
Yeah, she's not. It's Emma.
Yeah, Emma. I want to hear like
how to pronounce
Madigan
Leinster.
Say it.
The following pronunciation is brought to you by
Okay.
Ew. I don't want to hear that.
Leinster.
Ew.
Eat that Leinster.
Ew, turn it off. Ew. Gross.
You just murder me.
Just murder
God.
Me. God. That's right. Going to creep me out of my
Leinster,
dreams.
Leinster, yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
Crazy, fucking bullshit.
That was the creepiest voice I've ever heard.
That was like some BTK bullshit.
Ew. Gross.
Go fuck.
I have PTSD.
We both do. I can't.
Leinster
pronunciation Irish. I wish. Do you have a fake name for him? My Irish friend?
Jack, I think.
I forget. Jack. I wish Jack would just be on call, but he's 5 hours ahead and at work. Leinster pronunciation Irish accent.
Leroy, can you give it a
rest?
Although,
I believe that Jack's accent has dwindled with years. He sounds more British now. So, this person tries to teach Stephen, Okay.
Okay.
How to do an Irish accent.
Okay.
But we're getting off track. What is fucking Leinster? How to say Leinster? Accents, Northern.
They cuss a lot in Ireland, so that's probably why they like us.
20 words Northern Irish people say. I'm going to go with this one since I have a good vibe. All right.
Did you hear me?
They cuss a lot. They like us.
That's so loud.
Sorry.
Hello and welcome to English like a native.
I just want to hear her say it. Leroy, you're ruining the podcast. Many people love God, we have a job. No, this is our job. You don't understand.
Oh my gosh, he always says that.
What?
Crake, or however the hell you say it. Crack, crake.
What's the crack?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Dead on.
Fine.
Egypt.
Idiot.
I.
Yes.
Scundered.
Embarrassed.
I don't want to hear this. I want to hear the
Leroy,
accent.
What do you want from me? Why are you looking at me like
what
that?
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
Anyway, let's just go back. Anyway, what do you want from me? We'll figure out how to say y'all's names, Leinster, Leinster.
Are we still doing his birth chart? What the fuck are
we
doing?
Yeah, we have to do the birth chart. You start. It's right here.
All right, everybody. Are you ready? Sorry for that weird
We have listeners in Ireland.
Sorry that we ramble all the time, and I'm sorry that we talk like this.
Snap out of it.
Snap out of it. Anyways.
I would like to know about Leinster, though.
His son is in Bitty.
He's a Gemini.
He's a Gemini with a Scorpio moon.
What? A Scorpio moon? Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. Gemini rising.
Whoa, Gemini, Scorp, Gem. That's crazy. Ooh, Jim.
Jim, what else would you like to know?
All of it.
Truly a lot of Capricorn.
Okay, just go down the... Just name it. Name
Mercury it. And Leroy, I swear to God.
I'm
going to
try to deal with him. He's one.
Put a wig on him. That's what he wants. You want a wig
no,
on?
No, he wants
you
one.
You want to wear a wig?
So Sun and Gemini, Moon and Scorp.
Mercury and Taurus.
Okay.
His Venus is in Cancer.
Ooh,
lovey-dovey. Aw, so is Ivy's Venus.
Yeah, it's very lovey-dovey.
I know all about Venus and Cancer, and guess what? I like it. Yeah. No, I do like it.
Oh, good.
His Mars is in Leo.
Okay.
Which is weird, because today I was listening to the Chatty Broads podcast, and they had a psychic on, and I could hardly hear it, because I was just listening to it on my phone. And I was driving with the windows down because you don't have AC in your car, and I was driving your car.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
So I couldn't really hear it, but I did hear them say that that guy, Becca, and Jess all have Mars and Leo.
What? All yeah. three?
Yeah, and so does he.
Mars and Leo. Mars is actually a pretty significant planet in your birth chart. Believe it or not.
Jupiter is in Leo?
Time out. Go back to Mars for a second. Mars and Leo. Mars, they, I mean, like, the cliche is, like, Mars is the planet of, like, fighting and fucking.
Okay.
It's, like, where, like, your passion shit comes out, like, in all honesty, like, how you fight and how you have sex with people. How, like, your sexual dynamic with people, like, it's, like, that personality, that side of you. So, Mars
kinda
and Leo.
Arrogant, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever known a Mars in Leo. My Mars is in Scorpio, which is like,
What's my Mars in? I'm about to look.
I don't remember. Where's my book? Anyway, okay, so Bitty. We're going to come back to Mars, but Jupiter's in Leo as well. Saturn is in Aquarius. Jupiter is a sort of big deal, too. Saturn in Aquarius, Uranus in, or Uranus, whatever, in Capricorn.
I say Uranus.
Neptune in Capricorn, Pluto in Scorpio, my boy. My Pluto is in Scorpio too.
My Mars is in Virgo.
Your Mars is in Virgo? Wow.
Yeah.
No way.
What?
That's why you're such a good communicator.
Really?
His north node is in Capricorn, so, oh my gosh, I can be your spirit guide.
His north node and south node is in Capricorn, I thought.
That's bullshit. No, it's not. His south node's in Cancer.
Oh.
His Chiron's in Cancer. Oh, stop it, Leroy.
No way, we have a podcast
to do. And then, like, in all honesty, y'all, I don't know enough to speak on the last few, like, really specific, like, moon things. Lilith, Ceres, Vesta, Juno, Pallas. Your Lilith is in Capricorn. Your Ceres is in Libra, your Vesta's in Gemini, Juno, and Aquarius, Pallas, and Virgo. Hey, if any astrologers out there know about that shit, hit me up. Not Tonight Podcast at Gmail. But anyway, back to Biddy. Do we want to get into his aspects? Ooh, you have a Capricorn stellium.
What does that mean?
When you have, like, four planets of the same sign. He is Capricorn, though. I'm a Capricorn. This is Brenda. You have a stellium in Leo Cancer. Or, I'm sorry, Grand Trine. That's really good for you. If you have a Grand Trine, it's, like, harmonious. So, his Grand Trine is Mercury in Taurus, Pallas in Virgo, Uranus in Capricorn. You have, kites. Grand Cross, T-square, rectangle. How in-depth. Wow, lots of rectangle. Yards. Maybe we should have, like, a separate explanation video. This is kind of, like, getting complicated.
I mean, I don't follow any of it.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I don't know any of it.
Wow. What about the houses?
I don't understand houses.
Okay, well, then let's just keep it at the basic birth chart for tonight until Linda learns about the houses. Because they're really important. I want to look at his, though. Should I not peek until then?
No, you can look.
Okay. Well,
Mom told me not to drive anywhere, and that this storm, she got a storm alert saying something about flooding and not to leave anywhere unless you have to flee the area. So I might be trapped here.
For how long?
I don't know. If it rains all night, then...
I thought you were going to stay the night.
I am. Duh. But, like, I was gonna leave in the morning because Mom is babysitting our little niece tomorrow.
Oh. Well, we have really good, what do you call it? That's not the right word.
Irrigation? I don't know what that means.
Neither do I, and I think it's the wrong. But we have, like, good, like, water trickling down into, troughs of, like, we have, like, pretty much, like, a freaking, what do you call it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like not a sewer. Like those big circles that
a well?
The clown from Stephen King.
Ew.
What are those called?
Cylinders.
Tunnels. Wow, we're like really stupid right now. We can't think of words. Alright, I think that's cute. Go.
Cylinders? Hold on.
No, they're like sewers, maybe. I don't...
Sewers?
Yeah, that's where the Ninja Turtles live. They live in a sewer system, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the front of my house has, like, the, like, way, like, by the road, has, like, that trough-looking thing.
Yeah, but what about,
that's
like,
drainage.
The rest of the
drainage, way that's what it's called.
Drainage, okay.
And I feel like this house is, like, impeccable drainage. That's why it's a lot of years old. I learned tonight that my house is 316 years old.
Three?
They have it listed as 1700, motherfuckers. 316 years old.
Wow.
Not the addition, like the part, actually get this.
What?
Do you want a freak?
Leroy, do you want to
control my dog?
Do you want to get freaked on?
Freakly. I gotta get this out real quick.
Well, is it gonna scare me?
I don't know. No?
I think it will.
It's nothing, like, ghosty.
Okay.
It's just a fact about the house. I've been trying to configure the, like, what was original, because we know there's, like, additions or whatever. Like, what was the original log cabin or la la. And, I finally got it kind of confirmed that the original structure that goes down to the basement, you know, was the, like, it's a square, right? Or rectangle, maybe. But not the living room. The living room was in the 1800s built, but the dining room, the kitchen, the mushroom room, and, like, right here, like, we're above the kitchen right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, this spot, I don't know what it was back then. Maybe the staircase. Maybe that's why this is so deep, because it was a staircase to go to the kitchen.
Oh.
That would make sense.
That would be weird.
Yeah, it's like a really... Whoever built this addition, these additions, did a smart job, I think, because they really hit it pretty well. It's got, like, a separate wing, kind of.
I'm sleepy.
Alright, so anyway, thank you, Biddy, for sharing your birth chart. We're gonna continue. We just got sleepy.
We got depleted, okay?
That's my favorite. We got ego depleted. I said before we started, and then I didn't follow up on myself, that I need a crystal before I start this. Because honestly, like, reading people's interviews is, like, really fun, and we love it, and we're, like, pretty good at it. I mean, I have two in my bra, but it's not enough. We need a grounding one. It's pretty fun to read people's energies, but in all honesty, like, yeah, you got to be careful with it and protect yourself and, like, just make sure you got good crystals. And we actually didn't do a very good job of that tonight.
I have a grounding stone, but I didn't have it in my bra this whole time.
Yeah, I don't have anything grounding on. Well, I have this jasper right here, but, yeah.
But the psychic said that I'm fucked. I'm like, all my chakras are fucked and I'm not grounded at all. So,
well, we can do the same meditations then. I'm working on my root chakra.
She told me
too.
To take a rose bath and then bury the petals near water. I need to find a fucking rose.
She didn't tell me that. There's a rose bush in my front yard.
Is it bloomed?
Does it matter? It's I need a rose. Get a whole. It needs to be trimmed. Trim a whole branch off.
Like, are there roses on it?
It doesn't matter. It's a rose bush.
I need rose petals.
Why?
That's what she said.
Oh. But, like, what's the difference?
I need to drain the petals, like, and then put them in a bag.
Or red petals.
What, are you serious? Petals. It's the same flower.
It's the same flower. It's the same plant.
Why would I put the bush petal, the leaves in it?
I mean, if you think about it, it's the same thing.
No, a rose, flower, petals. Red petals.
Yeah, I do think it'll bloom again before it gets cold. But it's not blooming right now.
I need it too. I stole a little baby rose from someone's bush, but I forgot and put it in my car and it dried up. And it's too small anyways. I need a bigger rose.
Love is a rose. But you better not something.
Alright guys, good night.
But she didn't tell me shit about rose petals. She just told me that.
Apparently I'm really ungrounded.
Wow.
I need to do like a ritual.
You are in your south node right now.
I don't know what that
means. That's what your south node is.
What?
Not grounded, Pisces, water, weird, like, remember monastery?
I thought that was my past life.
Right, but if you're not hardcore, no, if you're not, like, in the, that's not true. If you're not, like, in the, a good, like, frame of mind, I mean, and I'll be totally frank with this, my south node is in Scorpio, fuck. So, like, when I'm not in the right frame of mind, when my mind is not right, like, if I'm not, like, doing, like, the right self-care and stuff, I act like a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Like, it's like what you revert to, basically. Like, you can revert to it very easily if you if you're just going through it or whatever. You're, like, moving towards, like, what is your north node? Libra. So you're constantly moving towards Libra this lifetime, but your past life,
I don't know for sure that it's Libra,
can bring you down sometimes. It's the opposite of Pisces.
Are you sure mine's in Pisces? I don't believe that.
I don't know, because I keep getting 12th house and south node confused with you.
For some reason, my body's telling me it's not in Pisces.
You have it. Why don't you have your birth chart saved? Like, what the hell?
I don't know. I just,
what are you doing?
Don't have it.
I have like 400 tabs open.
I think I've got, 500.
I have it in my little book downstairs. Hold on.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you. I'm not tired for any particular reason. Okay, get off my back. There's no reason why I'm sleepy, so don't worry about it. I'm just kind of feeling a little funny, if you know what I mean. I just feel a little bit goofy, okay? Wink, wink. Do you know what I'm saying? All right, don't talk about it. Goodbye. Here she comes. Hello.
I just realized we didn't even really read Biddy's chart.
No, we didn't read it at all.
That was like the most half-ass attempt
of reading the bird chart in my whole life. So, I apologize.
Look, we're not professionals, okay?
No. We're going to make it up to you. Like, we're going to do a real one.
All right.
But that was some bullshit. We didn't even explain to him anything. His moon sign, like, what that means. Okay, just let me give you a quick rundown. Just real quick. Your sun sign is obviously, like, whatever. Everybody knows what that. Your moon sign is what your inner, like, almost like your inner thoughts, like your inner side that you don't necessarily show to the world, but like it's like your true color, like your true colors is like the way I see it. I'm an Aries.
Ugh. That's my least favorite thing about you, I think.
Oh, shit. Well, I identify with an Aries a lot more than a fucking Capricorn, so.
I hate that you have such a...
It's a fiery side to me.
That you have an Aries in your moon.
I have a fiery, competitive...
No offense. Fucking... It's not you. It's your son. It's not your fault.
Aries can be really fun, too.
I just haven't had a good experience
with
Aries.
They're just fiery. They're a fire sign. Anyway, and then... So your moon sign... So his is in Scorpio, similar to Aries.
God.
Scorpio is not a fire sign, but it's similarly. It's a strong...
Well, Biddy, I don't know how I feel about that.
And then your rising sign is, I feel like, the most misunderstood sometimes. Because it's like how you come across, it's almost like first impressions. Like how you come across, like when you walk into a room, how other people perceive you. Our Linda and Brenda's are both Leo. Which my entire life, I have not, sure, I've gotten some perks from it, but... I've also gotten some negative shit. Like, a lot of people think, like, first impression before they talk to me or if they know me or whatever. They think I'm a bitch. They think I'm like a flashy bitch.
People think I'm a bitch, that I'm full of myself, that I think I'm too cool. And I do.
Growing up, I guess this is probably what I wanted to give off at the time, which is fucked up, but growing up, it was a thing for me, like, where we did not grow up rich. Like, we grew up, like, totally, like, normal, not normal, but, like, even, like, I mean, our parents were young as shit, like, blue collar, you know, like, whatever. Like, they always took really good care of us, but, like, we didn't. As a family, when I was little, we didn't, like, have a whole lot of money or, like, extra things or whatever. But Mom always dressed us well because she had her own hang-ups about getting made fun of when she was in school and didn't have any money and didn't wear the right clothes or whatever. So we, like, went to, like, clearance places, but whatever. She always kind of, like, kept us clean and da-da-da. But, like, the way I guess I gave myself off... People would think that I was rich, like they, and then they would judge me, but like
I would judge rich girls. I didn't.
They would assume that I was like just a rich bitch, like a little Eleanor.
Yeah.
And then they would like not talk to me for that reason, you know? Like I don't want to fuck with that stupid bitch. Like.
Yeah.
It's a real like weird, almost like conundrum because. At the time, I remember saying this to Mom and Dad, which is embarrassing, but, like, I just want to live in a normal house in a normal neighborhood. Like, I felt like, whatever, I didn't live in a good enough neighborhood or something. So, like, I guess I did want to appear rich, but I didn't act like it, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I got that a lot growing up. Like, once people talk to me, like, oh, you're, like, normal. Like, you're not a little Leo fucking bitch.
I feel like a Leo. Sometimes I wish I could turn that off. I hate the Leo side of me, to be quite honest with you.
Leos are extra.
Yeah, I can feel
they
myself.
They really are. They're flashing and they're extra.
I can feel myself being really extra sometimes.
They just want to be loved.
And I just want to tell myself to shut the fuck up. Like, shut up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Biddy's Leo is in Gemini. So we don't even know.
His Leo is in Gemini?
His rising is in Gemini. So he's Sun Gemini, Moon Scorpio, rising Gemini. Which, guess what? Our dad's a Gemini.
Yeah, so he's probably...
I dated a lot of Gemini. Not a lot, but my first, like, three relationships were Geminis.
Ew, I dated one. And honestly, his humor... I won't be mean. Never mind.
Geminis are strong personalities, too. But our dad is a Gemini, damn it.
Yeah, but there's a difference between our dad being a Gemini... and dating a double Gemini. A double Gemini is a lot of Gemini.
Well, Biddy, you tell us. We don't know.
Well, he's double at least in a...
What was that dude's moon sign? I think your moon sign plays a lot.
That's what I'm saying. He was a double Gemini.
Oh, shit. His moon?
Yeah, sun and moon was in Gemini.
Ew.
Yeah.
Not ew, but that's a lot of Gemini.
It's a lot of Gemini to take on.
Your moon is in Aquarius. Guess what? I don't always like Aquarius.
Aquariuses don't always like anybody.
Aquariuses are fucking know-it-all bitches sometimes. Dude, they think they know everything and it's annoying.
Well.
Not you necessarily. I do think I know everything. You do that, but you don't annoy me, but Aquariuses do sometimes.
They're very particular and.
They're also very fucking full of pipe dreams, and then they think they know everything, but then they don't. Really do anything.
I think you're...
They're in their head.
I think you're targeting one person.
Nope. Multiple. One of them is in our family.
Yeah, I like Aquarius. I think that they're weird.
They're definitely weird and space cadets.
They're quirky and...
They're like fucking space cadet know-it-alls. How does that happen? How can you be a space cadet and know it all at the same time?
I really connect with my Aquarius moon. I really do. I really feel a spiritual connection to it. Because when I read about it, I'm like, oh, man. They're just weird little dreamers.
They're weird little aliens sometimes.
Yeah, I got to read about it again because it made me laugh.
I'm on the cusp of Aquarius, actually. Like, barely. But
are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm on the edge of glory. No, when I was, like, growing up, I was always so confused because my girlfriends would, like, read their horoscopes and it would all, like, make perfect sense. But Capricorn never made sense for me. And even then, they would be like, okay, well, that's
You probably should have been reading for your moon sign, I'm starting to figure out.
Yeah, duh. We were, like, reading, like, teen magazine. So, like, yeah. Moon sign is, like, where your emo feelings are.
Yeah, that's where you really find yourself.
But, yeah, that's how I started looking into it. So I was like, I am not actually a Capricorn. Like, how could that be? And then I'm like, on the edge of the cusp of Aquarius. So then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm flaky as hell. Aquarius are, like, notoriously flaky.
Yeah, of course. I have to tell people that about myself all the time. It's something that I usually start out with so I don't get their feelings.
Right. I feel like that's, like, my number one characteristic is I'm flaky. As hell.
Yeah, that's what I tell people.
In my, like, job and, like, my dog and stuff, but, like, socially, flake.
Yeah. Like that Jack Johnson song.
Irish Goodbye.
Yep. Oh, I love doing an Irish Goodbye.
Go talk to strangers all night and ditch my friends.
Remember that night that I did an Irish Goodbye at your old house?
Which one? Which night?
That night that I was really annoyed.
Oh my gosh, yes. That was a really great Irish goodbye because I didn't even know where you were at first.
Yeah, but it got awkward quick.
Really?
He texted me Irish goodbye'd, and I had to respond because it was clear that I wasn't asleep because everybody was being loud. So I was forced to respond and say, I feel sick and would like to be left alone, so I do mind.
Good job. Fuck politeness.
I fucked politeness hard. I said,
fuck politeness. There is technically an extra
said,
bed
would
up
you
there,
mind
but
if
nah.
I came and slept next to you.
Next to you in the same twin bed?
No.
Excuse
funny,
me.
Like nothing
goodbye.
Funny. And I said, I do mind.
There's another fucking bed up here.
I feel sick and would like to be left alone.
Wow. You're cooler than me.
And it was really awkward because he was right downstairs and there's no...
You know what he did, though?
Closure. No. Left.
No.
Ew, I know, slept on the floor.
in a sleeping bag, he got cozy on the floor in the middle of a party, but that's just how he is. And he fucking passed out and was like snoring. So it all worked out.
I wish I had a room with a closed door though. I felt very vulnerable after that.
That was a very tiny house. It was great for like band practice, but
not for band sleepovers.
Not for sleepovers. There was only one bedroom. There's only one closed room besides the bathroom.
Yeah.
So you could sleep in the loft, but yeah, you're very exposed. And there's that huge ass window there. So like in the morning, it's like,
hello. Yeah. I did like the birds in the morning.
I do miss that house though sometimes.
Sometimes.
It was the Angel House.
Yeah.
Yeah. We never got a name for this one. I used to be one. We don't really have a name for this house. We don't know yet. It'll come to us someday. Until then.
I have a name for it.
Linda has one, but I'm not going to say it. It's Brenda Spider. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. But there are some spiders outside.
I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep on the couch.
What great detail. I don't know where I sleep anymore. I sleep all over the place.
I don't know. I might sleep up here. I always say I'm going to sleep on the couch, but then I want to stretch out in the bed.
The bed is very comfortable up here.
Yeah.
Anyway, Biddy, we'll come back to you.
Yeah.
I promise. Yeah, sorry, yeah. We got to sleep.
We got to go to
bed. In the meantime, yeah, if you like are interested in astrology, just look up your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising. You can go on astrocharts.com and look at your whole full birth chart.
Download use Campanus. CoStar.
What?
CoStar.
I thought you were against CoStar.
Well, I like that it shows you your whole chart right there.
And it does. It tells you the houses. Meaning of
each one.
That's true. Or the pattern. Sanctuary is good too. Sanctuary, you can do a membership, but it costs $19.99 a month. But yeah, look into it and ask us questions. Like, I know we didn't give a whole lot of information tonight, but I spent the past 5 months of the pandemic reading books and listening to books and fucking exploring astrology. So I actually do know a good amount. I'm no expert, but I'm
learning. I'm not a rapper.
I'm not a rapper. But yeah.
Write that down. Ask That's us, a reference.
I'm not a rapper. We already know that.
Okay.
He always say that. He always talks
like that. I need to make rice or something.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, send us your questions about astrology or your birth chart or your freaking your weird ass what stories? What were you saying before? Yeah, your weird ass kitchen nightmare.
Yeah. Good night.
Wow. Let me check out.
I'm so sleepy, guys. I just want to drink water. Whoa, it's not your phone. This is not your job.
Wow, she wants to text all her boyfriends. Job. Linda has to text all her
boyfriends. We've been recording for 35 minutes straight. Can you believe?
Wow, that's a good one. This is actually
like an hour-long episode now.
I did not get up one time. Thank you very much.
Did you not?
I'm pretty sure
you did, but yeah, you did. You went downstairs. I talked to myself for a
minute. Okay, I got up once in 35 minutes. It's pretty good.
All right, everybody.
We love you. Be safe.
Thanks for listening. Why don't you review us, okay? Thank you. I'm not going to be mean this time. This time I'll be nice. Please review us. I'll really appreciate it if you review us on Apple.
We're gaining a lot of traction. So some reviews?
We're trying. My dad, every time I was like, I'm going over to Brenda's, and he was like, are you recording a podcast or something? And I was like, yeah, we got podcast stuff to do. And he kind of laughed, and he said, well, when are you going to start making money from it? And I was like, Dad, get off my back.
Get off me.
I'm trying to get these people to give us reviews, but nobody will.
Well, we finally have a few fans.
Yeah, we have one fan.
I go with you. I go hiking sometimes. That's a reference. I lied at one time about going hiking. All
right, we need to write that down.
Good night. We had to go hiking.
We had to go hiking. Goodbye. We love.